Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 65 degrees in Richland Center right now under cloudy skies. In the last 24 hours, 4.29 inches of rain in Richland Center. Right now, roads closed in the city of Richland Center. This is all, of course, due to flooding. Bowman Drive is closed due to water over the roadway. And in the county, County Highway D from intersection of State Highway 80 to Blood Lane, and also State Highway 80 from the Rockbridge store to south, half a mile south of the Rockbridge store. Those are closed. County DD and County I are now open. The county's been made aware of County Highway F by Excelsior. There's minor flooding over there, and they're signing it for high water. As always, people are advised not to drive through high water and remain vigilant while driving. There is still a flood warning in effect along the Kickapoo River for both Lafarge and Viola. Morning news, the Richland Center City Council is set to convene Tuesday, July 7th at 6:30 p.m. to address several key administrative and planning items. The agenda includes a comprehensive review of the treasurer's and utility treasurer's reports alongside the standard approval of bills. In terms of local governance, the council will deliberate on a potential amendment to the ordinances governing the park board, as well as a lease renewal for Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Organizational adjustments are also under consideration, with a proposal to amend the council rules to formally designate the mayor as a non-voting ex officio member of the General Government Committee. Furthermore, the council is scheduled to review a conditional use permit application submitted by Ryan and Megan Plumer for the construction of a 256-square-foot garden shed at 1235 Arbor Lane. These matters highlight the ongoing efforts by the council to effectively manage city infrastructure, administrative appointments, and property development projects within the community. The upcoming Richland Center Utility Commission meeting, scheduled for July 8th at 5:30 p.m., will address several key administrative and infrastructure topics. The agenda includes standard procedural items such as roll call, approval of minutes, the treasurer's report, and a review of monthly utility bills. A major focus of this session will be a discussion on the WPPI contract extension, which is intended to support local officials in making informed decisions. In addition to administrative business, the community is focused on ongoing infrastructure improvements. Utility manager Scott Gold recently highlighted the Valley View Drive renovation project, which is part of a broader citywide utility upgrade. This initiative also features the installation of new efficient meters aimed at streamlining data collection for the benefit of residents. As with many smaller communities, the success of these projects depends on the collaborative efforts of city employees to maintain essential services. The meeting is open to the public, providing residents an opportunity to engage with utility leadership. The Richland School District Board of Education has officially announced an upcoming regular school board governance meeting. This meeting serves as a vital platform for discussing district-wide initiatives and ensuring that the educational environment remains centered on the needs and successes of the students. Residents and stakeholders are encouraged to attend to stay informed about the latest developments and governance policies affecting the Richland Hornets School District. The meeting is scheduled to take place Wednesday, July 8th, with proceedings commencing promptly at 7 p.m. The chosen venue for this meeting, Richland Center High School IMC, located at 1996 U.S. Highway 14 West. This gathering provides an opportunity for the board to review prior minutes, discuss strategic frameworks, and evaluate operational expectations to better serve the community. Richland County Administrator Trish Clements released updates for June 2026, beginning with a reminder for residents to look out for neighbors during the current summer heat. In personnel news, District Attorney Jennifer Harper has resigned, and the search for her replacement is underway with the opening posted by the governor's office. Additionally, Jeffrey Harrison was sworn in as the new county clerk on June 5th, officially beginning his role June 8th. The county board made several key decisions regarding local infrastructure and services during their June meeting. They voted to extend the Richland Ambulance Service through December 31st, 2028, providing municipalities with time to form a district and manage the transition of operations. A committee involving board members and municipalities will be formed to guide the process. Regarding local grounds, repairs to the upper Ash Creek parking lot have been completed following closure due to spring storm damage. Furthermore, demolition of the library, classroom, and science buildings at the Richland campus is scheduled to commence in July, while the future of the Coppertop building remains under discussion for an upcoming campus reconfiguration meeting. Finally, residents of Districts 19 and 20 are encouraged to submit letters of interest to Clerk Harrison if they wish to fill current vacancies on the county board. The Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison received a threat of violence around 1:40 p.m. Thursday. Zoo staff immediately contacted law enforcement and evacuated visitors out of caution. Madison police believe the threat was an incident of swatting, which is a false report intended to trigger a large emergency response. The threat was made over the phone, and Madison police noted that zoos nationwide have recently been targeted by similar swatting attempts. The zoo stated their staff is trained for such situations and animal areas were secured. The zoo plans to reopen today at 9:30 a.m. The Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration will be held today and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. Tonight there will be co-ed sand volleyball starting at 3 o'clock. Music in the park will feature Nate Gallagher acoustic set from 5 until 6. Local talent Dakota Bedward from 6:30 to 7:30, and Super Tuesday from 8 o'clock until midnight. During the evening, steak, sandwiches, and meals will be available for purchase until sold out. Tomorrow, the day begins with the firecracker run at 8 o'clock. Registration will be at 7:30. The giant street parade steps off at 1 o'clock. This year's theme is Stars, Stripes, and 250 Years of Freedom. Parade registration will be from 11 o'clock to 12:30. After the parade, kids' rides will be held from 1:30 to 7 o'clock. Countryfied Band will perform from 3 to 7. Willie and Hank Kids Firefighting Challenge will be from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And the area's largest fireworks show will be at dusk. Concessions and food will be available during all events. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. Have fun and be entertained during the Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration today and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary in grand style this July 4th at the Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. The American Legion Post 223 is proud to sponsor this year's festivities, which promise an afternoon and evening filled with entertainment for the entire community. Beginning at 4 p.m., enjoy live music by Donnie Razik, followed by a special performance at 7 p.m. of the play, Oh Say Can You See 250 Years of American History. Throughout the event, from 4 o'clock until 9 p.m., attendees can enjoy various food, drinks, and family-friendly activities. The day concludes with a spectacular fireworks display at dusk, lighting up the sky over the Veterans Memorial Lake. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office reports, the scammers are at it again. They received several phone calls the last 2 days from citizens receiving a call from Sergeant Hall telling them to withdraw money and send it to him as they have a warrant. There are other variations of this scam as well, in which the caller says a specific amount needs to be paid or a warrant will be issued and you will be arrested. They do not have a Sergeant Hall who works for the Sheriff's Department. The sheriff's office also does not call people to tell them they have a warrant and to pay them directly. Please do not send any money or go to a store to get any money if you receive a call like this. It's a scam and you will not get your money back. Deputies do not collect any money for citations or warrants. Local authorities are investigating a tragic two-vehicle accident that claimed the life of an 89-year-old woman on Thursday afternoon. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call at approximately 2:40 p.m. July 2nd following reports of a crash between a small SUV and a passenger car on County Highway CM near Lynx Road in the town of Fort Winnebago. First responders arrived shortly after an automated emergency call alerted dispatchers to the deployment of airbags at the scene. Emergency personnel immediately began rendering first aid to the occupants. The driver of the SUV, a 22-year-old female from Portage, sustained minor injuries. However, the occupants of the passenger car faced far more severe consequences. An 89-year-old female passenger from Portage was airlifted to UW Hospital by MedFlight, where she was later pronounced deceased by the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office. A preliminary investigation into the collision indicates that the SUV was traveling westbound on County Highway CM when it crossed the center line, resulting in a head-on impact with the eastbound car. The car was operated by an 89-year-old male from Dalton and carried another passenger, an 87-year-old female, also from Dalton. The roadway remained closed for over 3 hours while investigators processed the scene. Officials have stated that the identities of those involved are being withheld, pending the notification of next of kin. In the wake of this fatal incident, authorities are issuing a stern reminder to the public about the dangers of distracted driving. Officials emphasize that safe driving requires a motorist's full attention and remains one of the most preventable causes of serious injuries or deaths on Wisconsin roadways. The sheriff's office noted that a single moment of focus can prevent a lifetime of regret for families and the community alike. Vital statistics. Right after this.